Title tonight, Chosen Beyond Approval. Out of Genesis 29, verses 31 through 35. The Word of God says, if you're there, say amen. If you're still looking for it, say oh my. If you can't find it, just follow along. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Word of God says, when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, the Lord has surely looked upon my afflictions. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Imagine this as we pause. Here it is, a woman that, or a person that says, I am so unloved that hopefully by the actions that I've done, now my husband will love me. Surely now, she says, surely now my husband will love me. How many know that that is a real reality of life? That many of time, folks, we think we need to do things to be able to get approval or find love from people. Verse 33, then she conceived again and bore a son and said, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved. Once again, here it is, amen. She knows, listen to me, it's been something that has been upon her life. And imagine naming her kids the name she gave because she says, I'm unloved. We'll continue. Unloved. He has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son and said, now, this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore, his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. Firstly, tonight, amen, the approval trap. The need, amen, for approval. Pastor Mitchell said this quote, there are four things that mankind needs. Number one, love. Number two, acceptance. Number three, accomplishments. And number four, adventure. When one or more of those things are lacking, there leaves a void within our lives. This is the case here in our text, the love and acceptance played a factor in her life. In verse 32, we read, the Lord has surely looked upon my afflictions. In other words, amen, on my depression or on my misery. How many know tonight that this has a potential to change, amen, or shift the course of your life? You have to remember, amen, that a slight shift off course, long term, amen, it takes you way off course. You know, I remember while being in the military that we did land navigation. when you would go and I don't know what technology they have now, but before we had a thing called a compass. Does anybody remember what a compass is? Amen. I don't know what you have today. Amen. You might have the technology today that just takes you and tells you you're going off course. But when we were there, amen, it told you to lay an azimuth. And what you would do is you would find a target and you would align yourself. And then according to the steps on the grid, amen, each grid was 1,000. As you would go, amen, you would begin to walk. And every once in a while, you would still find yourself, because if you were just a slight off, you would be way off course. You would be way off course, church. See, changes on how you view yourself, how you view God, and how, amen, or it changes how you view yourself, how you view God, and how you believe others view of you. See, here in our text, it says, the Lord has surely looked. In other words, if God cares for me. Verse 32 again, now therefore my husband will love me. How my husband views me, if he even cares. See, when I was younger, and even right to the end of my mom's life, I used to tell my mom, Mom, I love you. And she would clearly look at me in the face and tell me, I don't. Can I tell you? This affected me even till now. My daughters, amen, they come and they tell me, Dad, I love you. And I just stay quiet. Dad, I love you. Once again, I just stay quiet. They get me and they tell me, Dad, I love you. Tell me you love me. But see, because because of my mother's actions, it has affected me all the way to now. And my mother is 2 years deceased. How many know that this can take an effect upon your life? It can affect your life, amen. As my mother would sit there, amen, and just laugh. This was because, amen, of a defense mechanism due to how she was treated by my father. And this, amen, really made and it made an impact, like I said, all the way even onto now. In our text, this affected the life, amen, of her children. She called her son Reuben because the Lord has looked upon my afflictions. In other words, the Lord has saw how I've been treated. She called her son Simeon because she was unloved. The Lord has heard that I am unloved. She called her son Levi because she said, now my husband will become attached to me. See, everything, amen, when you are looking, amen, for approval or love, everything you birth will get a label. Everything you birth, amen, will be labeled. Everything is filtered through, amen, two things, depression and misery. Where do you tonight seek love or approval? Where, amen, do you earn love or approval? See, Leah saw herself as unaccepted. Many of us here tonight can find ourselves in that title, in that label. I'm unaccepted. It is not limited, amen, to one relationship, but it bleeds into others. Now it seems as if no one had approved of her. No one had thought well of her, or no one sees her, amen, with any type of love, or even any self, or even any worth that caused her to find and label herself as, amen, there's no worth in my life. See, the danger tonight, amen, of comparing yourself. See, without a Rachel, she would not have felt that way. Can I tell you? Without the person that you many of times compare yourself, you would not feel the same way. So in a sense, listen, it wasn't personal. It was because of circumstances. Rachel, amen, was not out to hurt her sister. Rachel just happened, amen, to be more beautiful in Jacob's eyes. But it was nothing directly directed towards Leah. The truth is tonight that when you lack approval or acceptance, there is nothing that will be enough to satisfy you. You will continue to search far and wide until, amen, you come to what truly fulfills the voids that you are facing on the inside of your life. Bruce Lee, who was beaten up as a child, sought to do one thing: to never lose a fight again. See, Jacob, in our text, he had a part to play. Genesis 29:21. Then Jacob, listen to me. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for the days are fulfilled that I may go into her." Genesis 29:22. So it came to pass in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. Wait, I did 7 years for Rachel. I don't want her. I didn't work for her. I wanted Rachel. And you deceived me. And he said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me?" See, Jacob, amen, was being biased. The reality that we may not be loved as much as others came to pass. We, amen, whether we like it or not, we have this same bias in all of us towards our family, our close friends, and we can go on and on and on. You know, because of what my mother did towards the end of her life, I would always tell her, "Mom, you love me the most, don't you? Mom, tell me you love me the most." Because I wanted my mother's approval. I desired my mother's love. I desired, amen, the closeness of a relationship that I knew was not there in my early childhood. See, tonight, amen, if we're going to invest time or money into someone, you would invest time and money into someone, amen, that you love more. Though technically, you and I tonight are to love all. See, we don't think tonight, amen, listen to me. We do not think tonight that that's fair. Our generation, it comes to seeing others overlooked. But how many know tonight that when we choose for marriage, we do not choose the one that we don't love. We choose the one that we love. See, Jacob, he did not neglect Leah. There was obviously, listen to me, there was obviously a relationship that was built. We know, amen, that he did not love, that he did love Leah despite how she viewed being loved. Listen to what Genesis 49:29 says. He charged them. It says, he charged them up. Genesis 49:31. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And it says, listen to me. It says, and there I buried Leah. So she did find a place in Jacob's heart later on. See, all of these years, he loved Leah. Genesis 29:30. Then Jacob also went into Rachel as he loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with Laban still another 7 years. He also learned to love her more over the years. See, what is interesting tonight is that Jacob is only treating her how he was treated when he was born. Through his experiences of life, we are all susceptible. Through our experiences of life, we are all susceptible to this. He was the second twin born. He did not have the birthright. He was not in line to receive the older brother's blessing. He made it his mission to steal all these things. Genesis 25:28. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. See, you wouldn't think tonight that he would have had some type of sympathy for Leah. He had his own rejections. Listen to me. He had his own rejections to get through and work through. Can you see, the revelation that you tonight are not. If that is you tonight that thinks that you are being overlooked, if you tonight think that you are unloved, amen, listen, amen, you are not the only one in life that has ever felt overlooked or unapproved tonight. We live in a world where most adults live in some type of a dysfunctional home. That's the reality of the world that we live in. Jacob, amen, would learn not only to love others, but to love God and earn God's approval. Romans 9:13, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. That's also, or Malachi 1:2 and Romans 9:13. Secondly tonight, the younger years. Uncle Laban, amen. See, the question that you and I must ask ourselves is, did this start with Jacob? Or where, amen, did it begin? In our text, it lets us start at the beginning of the story. Uncle Laban deceived Jacob with Leah, and he set her up. Listen to me. He set her up to be rejected. Uncle Laban knew that Leah was tender-eyed and that she would not be possibly married at any time soon. So he gave, amen, he gave her to Jacob deceitfully. See, I'm sure, amen, that this is the way that he felt towards her also. Since Rachel, amen, since Rachel was a young girl. See, maybe it was the comments by family members. Maybe it was the comments by friends. Maybe, amen, people would come and say, oh, Rachel, you're so beautiful. What happened to Leah? She's tender-eyed. What happened to her? Despite the custom, he knew that Jacob would not agree to Leah, because the older daughter had to be married before the younger. So he used deception to get her married. This, deception made Leah vulnerable. See, as a father, he should have, been straightforward with Jacob from the beginning. The older, has to be married first. He would have covered, his daughter, and she would not have been made to feel unloved or unaccepted any further. We see examples of this in the Bible. In 1 Samuel 1:2, amen, we see the cry of Hannah. And he had, that the word of God says, and he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah. The name of the other, Peniah. Peniah had children, but Hannah had no children. 1 Samuel 1:5-7. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore, Hannah wept and did not eat. Though, she was loved by man, she felt, listen to me, she felt that she was not approved or even loved by God. Can I tell you, that can be you tonight. There is a friction between you and our Heavenly Father, because you have not seen the results that you have asked for. 1 Chronicles 4:9, the cry of Jabez. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore you in pain. The cry of David. This was, the idea that, David was illegitimate. And because he was illegitimate, He was unloved. Psalms 51:5. Behold, this is David's cry. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Psalm 69, verse 8. I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's children. 1 Samuel 12, 1. Amen. Through 1 Samuel, amen, 17:42. It uses the word ruddy, which in the Hebrew, amen, the word is Adonai, which literally means reddish. See, David was overlooked when Samuel came to anoint the sons of Jesse. The word of God says in 1 Samuel 16, 10 and 11, thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest. And there he is, keeping the sheep. See tonight, amen, how you and I respond when others around us seemed, amen, to be loved, and you tonight unloved. There's a quote. It says, son, there is no woman that you love but doesn't love you. Then there's a woman who loves you, but you don't love her. You better marry the one that loves you. Amen. She will never leave you, hopefully. Amen. See, we come up tonight when we are in a sense where we feel unloved. We come up, amen, with explanations why others may not accept us. We also come up with reasons on why, amen, they shouldn't. I'm only valuable if others approve of me. My circumstances define who I am. Everyone sees me the way I see myself. Someone else's blessing, amen, means that I am less loved. If I achieve enough, I will finally be accepted. This is what Leah, amen, cried out. Now, because I bore my husband six sons, now he will accept me. God's love, can I tell you, God's love, amen, for me. Many people say, depends on my results or my circumstances. The truth tonight is you will never be loved more by God now, because he loves you so much today, and he will love you tomorrow. Lastly, as we come to a close, amen, you are chosen beyond approval. You are chosen tonight. Listen to me. After some time, we find that Leah continued to work through, amen, the feelings of her life. We know that she finally went, amen, to the right source when she gave her, amen, when she gave birth to her son, Judah. Listen to the changes of her speaking. Genesis 29, 35. And she conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. What happened? She said, I'm going to praise God no matter what. That's what I'm going to do. Now I will praise the Lord. And she called his name Judah. Word of God says, then she stopped bearing. See, She calls her child Judah, which means praise or thanksgiving. It's interesting that at the end of 35, the word of God says, then she stopped bearing. She no longer bore because now she knew that there was a source of her joy, of her acceptance, of her approval, of her love. Listen to what it changed. Issachar means, amen, after she bore two more sons, Issachar means, amen, my reward, my recompense. Zebulun means, amen, honor, a high moral standard, integrity, and a strong sense of personal or social responsibility. See, she feels, amen, differently about who she is and how she is viewed after she had Judah, because she began to praise and give thanks to God. See, Jabez rose above the pain. 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. Jabez was a better man than his brothers, a man of honor. His mother named him Jabez. The pain, saying, a painful birth. I bore him in great pain. Jabez prayed to God of Israel. Bless me, bless me. Give me the land, large tracts of land, and provide your personal protection. Do not let evil hurt me. God gave him what he asked. This is the Message version. When you and I process the lack of approval by man and we gain the revelation of God's approval, it makes you and I to be super grateful. You have been chosen beyond approval by God. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Ephesians 1, 5 and 6, having predestined us to the adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted into the beloved. See, God tonight, amen, he can raise you up even in the midst of the lack of love. 1 Samuel 16:13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel 3:19-21. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him. Amen. So David grew, and the Lord was with him. And let none of his words fall to the ground, and all of Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as the prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. We see Jesus, he overcame, and he lives. Jesus himself, listen to me, Jesus felt the sting, amen, of being unappreciated, unloved, and unaccepted. Isaiah 53:3, he was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him more than anyone. See, Jesus knows how to love the unloved. He knows how, amen, to love when he himself felt unloved. He made a decision to choose to love. He chose, amen, to love you and I first. See, the times you and I feel unaccepted or unapproved by man, in other words, lonely, just know, amen, that it sets you and I to be in a room where you can get along with Christ. When you have an intimate relationship with Christ, that is what every Christian, amen, should have. What it will do, it will fill the gap and the voids within your own life. Though we are, amen, human, yet we continually and continually search. Listen, even after we know that the love of God is upon us, our human nature still continues to say, I need to find love. We keep, amen, we keep from opening the door if we come to an understanding. The door, amen, of depression, misery, and a toxic emotions of our life. We keep, amen, from being hurt time to time. See, to know Christ tonight is to know one thing. It is to know joy. To know Christ is to know peace. To know Christ is to be made complete. To know Christ is to be filled within. We sang that song. Christ is enough. Can I tell you? Christ is our all in all. So tonight, what do we do now? See, we have to rise tonight above our feelings. We have to rise above our loneliness. We have no need to wait for man's approval. We can express love, amen, through love that was, amen, taught or given to us. You and I tonight, we have a goal. That my identity, listen to me, my identity is not determined by man's approval, but by God's acceptance tonight. By God's acceptance. Because I am chosen beyond approval. See, tonight, if you feel unloved, there was a song years ago that we look for love in all the wrong places. Amen? Can I tell you? When you feel unloved, when you feel unaccepted, you will begin to open doors and opportunities to places that you would not do so if this was not the case. Tonight, can I tell you, you are accepted by our Heavenly Father. And can I tell you, God will bring forth you to be approved and loved. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. You're here in this place. I'm going to move quickly. You're in this place. You're not saved. You're in this place. You're not right with God. You're not right. You want to be right tonight. Would you accept Christ? Would you give your life to Jesus? Amen. Anybody here? You're backslidden. You're away from God. Would you come to Jesus tonight? Amen. You're in this place, and that is you tonight. You're chosen beyond approval. You need to know that you are chosen beyond approval. But you are seeking. And you are searching. And can I tell you tonight, when Leah's heart changed, her attitude changed. During the first three, you can see in, the way that she named her sons. She named, the first one, because the Lord has heard that I am unloved. The Lord has surely looked upon my afflictions. Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. But once she got to Judah, folks, because her attitude changed, her life changed. No longer am I going to let this affect my life. I'm going to praise and give thanks to God. Can I tell you? When you and I, our attitude changes to who God is, it'll change the course of our lives. It'll change the direction of where we're going. Here, it changed everything. It changed everything. The Lord looked upon my affliction. The Lord has heard that I am unloved. Now my husband will become attached to me. I no longer find those things in life because I know God loves me. She changed her last two sons. No longer were they going to be labeled in that same manner because now she was grateful. Can I tell you tonight? It'll change the course of our lives tonight if we see and we become grateful. I'm going to open up the altar tonight, amen. Maybe God has spoken to you through this, would you come tonight? Would you let God help you tonight? Would you let God touch you tonight? Maybe that's you. You are in this place and you feel, that that is a picture of your life. Pastor, I've gone through my whole life. This has been the course of my life. This is who I am, God. Pastor, I'm one that's always seeking approval. I'm one that's always seeking. Why am I this way? You don't see the worth of your life. You don't see that you are accepted. So you find yourself giving yourself to things that you would not normally do. Come, the altar is open. Amen. Come, lay hold of God. Hallelujah. Let Jesus tonight help you. Come, let God work. No longer do you have to do anything. No longer do you have to find approval. Because God loves you. Because God cares for you tonight. See, you are chosen. You are chosen. She named Issachar. God, this is my reward. She named Zebulun. God, this is a great honor. Integrity. A strong sense of personal or social responsibility. See, once she changed her view of herself, it changed the view of who she was. Amen? It changed everything. It changed everything, folks. Can I tell you, when you and I tonight change how you and I see ourselves, it will change everything from here going forward in our lives. Because, can I tell you, we live in this world, and because we live in this world, our main aim, we think, is to be accepted by man. And we lose the focus of being accepted by God. I have to do this for so-and-so. I have to do this for this or that. And we lose the focus of, we're already loved by God. We're already loved. We're already accepted by God. Can I tell you? You are not going to be more accepted than what you are accepted today. Amen? Once we come to that realization, it'll revolutionize your life. Amen? It's going to change the course of everything you do. John, won't you close us in prayer tonight? Amen. Remember, ladies, go quickly to the back. Maribel, amen, will be with you. Amen, will be waiting on you. Glory to God. God bless you.